Hello and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we begin our travel article for the month of August. And I have two panelists with me today. Welcome, Pam and Lois.
Hi.
How are you today?
Great. I'm great because we're going to the Caribbean, or as some people might say, the Caribbean. I can hear the steel drums playing already. Can't
I know.
You, Pam?
Yes.
I can. I'm really excited. I love our travel articles. And this is a great spot we're going to learn about today.
I'm excited because it's summertime and we are at the beach.
Yay!
Yes, it still is summer. Isn't this wonderful?
We're not really at the beach, but I went in my mind we're there. And this article makes us feel kind of relaxed, I hope. There in the deck, it says this beautiful Caribbean island offers relaxation and style. And as Lois mentioned earlier, that word Caribbean, or some people say Caribbean, can be said either way.
Right. It used to be more common to hear Caribbean as the first translation of the word.
Or pronunciation.
Exactly. But nowadays, because people go to this part of the world so much and they kind of get local, you hear Caribbean a lot too.
So it's fine to say it either way.
Either way.
And what's the name of this island, Lois?
Okay, the name of the island is Anguilla. Now, you are going to hear different pronunciations, but this is the pronunciation we will hear in the red article, and you also hear it when you go on some documentaries on YouTube.
It's also pronounced, I believe, Anguilla.
Yes, right? Yeah.
So there are different ways
to say it.
That's
right.
But the important part is that it's a beautiful island, and we see that you experience a luxurious time there. There's luxurious places to visit.
That's right. In fact, we'll be looking at some of the most luxurious hotels I've ever read about. We have great pictures, but our caption there says, this beautiful Caribbean island offers relaxation in style, in luxury and elegance.
Yes, I'm ready to go. And you see a map there if you're wondering where this is. Of course, we've already said it's in the Caribbean, but it's near Puerto Rico. And you also see the Dominican Republic and Haiti there. And so it gives you an idea of where this is located in the
world. Right, Brandon. It's part of the Leeward Islands. And you can Google that and see some more islands that part of that, for basically the top of the Leeward Islands.
All right. Well, let's open our magazines to page 18, and let's have our first reading for today.
Luxury in Anguilla. The beautiful Caribbean island offers relaxation in style. There's a Spanish proverb that goes, "How wonderful to do nothing and then rest." It's found printed on t-shirts at a humble beach shack on Anguilla's Shoal Bay, a stretch of powder white sand and endless turquoise teal water, once named the number one beach in the world by Travel Channel. It's a sentiment that's easy to settle into on this Caribbean island of 35 square miles with a population of 15,000. A British territory and northernmost of the Leeward Islands, Anguilla's a mere three-hour flight from Miami and then a 20-minute ferry from St. Martin.
We start this article off with a Spanish proverb. And what is that proverb, Pam?
The proverb says, "How wonderful to do nothing and then rest."
I love it.
That's great.
I love it. And that's perfect for vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You usually don't do a lot. Some people do. Some people like to go on different tours, and that can be tiring. But here we're talking about just lounging on the beach, and you're not doing much, and then you just continue to do that all throughout your vacation, Lois.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, don't you find, Pam and Brandon, you need that at some times in your life? And you need a week or two or maybe even three like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's nice to have an extended vacation, more than just a day or two, especially when you are in a beautiful place in the Caribbean, which we are visiting today. So as we continue on, it says it's found printed on t-shirts. This proverb is found on t-shirts at a humble beach shack. And what is meant by the word humble?
Humble just means simple. There's nothing elaborate. And when you see the word shack, you think of maybe some little rundown house or building. Just nothing fancy about it.
And we are on Anguilla's Shoal Bay. And how is that described, Lois?
It's described as a stretch of powder white sand and endless turquoise teal water.
I feel relaxed already.
Oh, I do too.
And then it says it was once named the number one beach in the world by Travel Channel. Of course, most people are familiar with the Travel Channel.
And that's, you know, if you watch, if you have cable TV, you can find some great travel programs. They pick some of the prettiest spots in the world or most interesting places for you to go. So this is impressive that the Travel Channel named this beach one of the best in the world.
Yes. We continue on. It says it's a sentiment that's easy to settle into. And what are they referring to here, Lois?
Well, they're just easy to settle into because you're in the Caribbean or Caribbean. So you are in a vacation area for people who are visiting. Now, there's people that work there, so it's not their vacation area.
Okay, and I think here they're also talking about this idea of the proverb, how wonderful to do nothing and then rest. That feeling is easy to settle into because as you look around, you're at this beautiful beach. And what else should you do but relax?
Exactly, and we find out it's not too big of an island either, Brandon.
That's right. Tell us how big it is or how small it is.
Yeah, how small it is, really. It's 35 square miles, or that's 91 square kilometers, and it only has a population of 15,000 people. That would be the citizens or residents, not the people that come on vacation that add to the number.
Yes, and that would attract me to the island as well because it's not very populated. When I'm on vacation, I generally don't want to be around a lot of people.
That's right, because you live in a city with lots and lots of people, Brandon, so you probably want a change.
That's
when
right.
you go on vacation. Everything I read about Anguilla said that everyone who gets there adopts very quickly this slower pace of life. And they said the people who live there sort of move in the same way. It's kind of just a slower pace, not too hectic. And it made me think of what I've always heard of as island time. It's different. It's
very
slower.
Laid back atmosphere.
Right.
And we need that, as Lois said. If you live in a busy city, sometimes you need to get away, and it just helps you to kind of, you know, change your lifestyle for a while and to kind of rest.
Or a modern term now, a chance to reboot before you start back at your regular work or whatever it might be.
Yes. Well, who governs this island, Lois?
Well, it's called a British territory. A more up-to-date term would be a British overseas territory. And so it's actually protected or governed by the UK, England.
Okay, and it's the northernmost of the Leeward Islands. And it's a mere three-hour flight from Miami. And then we talk about a ferry ride. And this is kind of an interesting way that this is put, because it says St. Martin, and then the second one is called?
St. Martin.
Yes, thank you. Lois is our expert there, because the first one is French, and the second one is Dutch, correct?
We have with St. Martin, we can have an English or French pronunciation, and I think the second one must be Dutch. I'm not quite as familiar with
that. Well, this is a dual-governed island, so St. Martin is ruled by the French, and then the second one, St. Martin.
That's good. Yeah.
That's as close as I can get. Is ruled by the Dutch. And so that's why you see the slash mark there in between them, because they are governed by two different countries. Okay, well, we have much more to learn, so let's go to our second reading for today.
Anguilla's long been a sanctuary for celebrities and mere mortals desperate for rest and relaxation in style. Unblemished by cruise ships, the island's slight removal from the beaten path makes just the difference. Days are spent simply gazing into the horizon while lounging by an infinity pool perched precariously atop a craggy cliff overlooking the sea. But one happily succumbs to the languorous pace that seems finely attuned to the gravitational pull of the moon's tides and the sunset. The big questions of the day are, beach or pool, Kindle or hardback, lunch on my lounge chair, or at the poolside cafe. With luxurious resorts veering towards the sublime, where you stay in Anguilla makes all the difference. These four hotels are leading the pack with aesthetically unique offerings for discerning travelers of varying tastes.
So we learn here that all kinds of people visit Anguilla. It's a sanctuary for celebrities and mere mortals, and that's put in a very creative way. What do we mean by mere mortals?
The rest of us.
Yes, ordinary people, right?
We are just ordinary people, or as the British might say, commoners. That's what we are.
Yeah, and it's a sanctuary. You think of a safe place to go, right?
That's right. If you think of a sanctuary, we talk about inside a church building. There's often the sanctuary, the place for worship. Just a place of peace and quiet, kind of safety, where you're not going to be bothered. And if you think about the celebrities going there, that would probably be the main reason they would want to go.
Yes, because we learned already that there are only 15,000 people there, not including the tourists, but there are not a lot of people there, so it would be a nice place if you're a celebrity or an ordinary person who just doesn't want to be around a lot of people on vacation. And it says they're desperate for rest and relaxation. I like that because sometimes we just can't wait to get to that vacation, right?
Right. And it says in style. So Pam and I are going for sure, right, Pam?
Sounds
yes.
<good. laughs>
And I also see the money symbol. When I see that in style, I think it must cost a lot, right?
Well, yeah, we'll find out.
All right. Next, we see unblemished by cruise ships. Unblemished, Pam.
Unblemished just means unspoiled. But you see the root word in there, blemish. You might think of blemish means bumps, your acne on your face. But a blemish is something that would mar the appearance. It would seem that they don't have this problem. Therefore, they're not spoiled, or the environment is not marred by cruise ships.
That's right.
Right. So obviously they don't have a port for cruise ships. I know my parents have been in this part of the world, but they took a side trip off a cruise ship. So it would be a significant size boat that took them there, but it would not be anything like a cruise ship.
Okay. And then we continue on. It says the island's slight removal from the beaten path. And we often hear that phrase, off the beaten path. Lois.
Right, we do. We hear about off the beaten path means it's not popular, not too many people know about it. It's a hidden gem.
Okay, and so that's nice. If you're a celebrity, you want to go to a place like this, so maybe people don't notice you as much.
Right, Brandon. And for many of these islands, people island hop. They may go from one to the other. It's inexpensive to set up a tour to do it that way. This one is kind of tucked away. Mm-hmm. We've already learned that it's maybe the northernmost. Mm-hmm. It's in the top
yes.
of the Leewards. So it's a little bit out of the way.
Okay, and then we see it makes just the difference. It's off the beaten path. It makes just the difference, Lois. What is the meaning there?
Well, in this case, it means that's why it's different maybe than the other islands around it. Because as Pam just said, it's, you know, when it's up there in the north, it's not quite as maybe jammed with other islands around it.
Yeah, it makes enough difference to draw people there,
right,
you know, for that rest and relaxation. Well, days are spent simply gazing into the horizon while lounging by an infinity pool.
Oh, my favorite.
I like those infinity pools. I've been in one before, I believe. What is that like?
The uniqueness about an infinity pool is you can see off into the infinity. In other words, they built it in such a way that you can't see the edges.
Yeah.
So it looks like the water is just dropping right off into the ocean.
Yes, the one I was in, the ocean was out there, but you're in a pool, so it looks like you're still in the ocean.
Yeah, it kind of looks like either the ocean's filling the pool or the pool's filling the ocean.
Right.
And the pool here is perched precariously atop a craggy cliff. And you think of a bird, don't you, when you think of perched? It's on the top of something or on the edge of something. You think of a bird there perched on a branch of the tree. And then this word, precariously. Lois.
Okay, it's in our vocabulary focus, if our readers want to look at that, on page 21. And it says, in a way that is likely to fall, be damaged, or fail.
Okay, well, as Pam mentioned earlier, that infinity pool looks like as if it's going off into the ocean. Okay, so it kind of drops off. So that infinity pool is perched there precariously atop a craggy cliff. And listeners, I don't know if you're familiar with that word craggy, but it's often seen with this word cliff, I guess, Pam.
Rocky and steep. You might see that when you're talking about cliffs that are very rocky.
Right. And then it's overlooking the sea. As we mentioned, you look out into the ocean. And then one happily succumbs to the languorous.
Languorous, that's right. If you succumb, you just give in to something. Here they're happily not fighting it. And let's look at languorous. It's under our specialized terms. It just means being in a pleasant mental or physical tiredness or lack of activity.
It's not a word you would use in everyday language, but again, we are in a travel article, and they like to use those very creative terms and literary terms, right?
Right, to kind of hook us in, and it makes it a little bit more maybe interesting, or the speech seems a little more flowery, we might say.
That's a good description, flowery. All right, so you have this pace where you're not in a hurry, which is welcome news to many if you're living in a city. And they go on to say that seems finely attuned to the gravitational pull of the moon's tides and sunset. Okay, this phrase, finely attuned, means you're familiar with.
And in harmony with, yeah.
Yes. And so it goes on to talk about the gravitational pull. So they're finely attuned to the gravitational pull of the moon's tides. When we think of gravity, it's that force that attracts objects toward each other. Anyway, you get the idea that it's a beautiful place to be, and you're kind of living in harmony with what's going on there, and it's a peaceful place.
Exactly, and I think when it talks about the gravitational pull of the moon's tides and the sunset, you're observant of the tides that are part of the whole 24-hour clock, and you're also observant, probably, when does that sun go down? Mm-hmm. I want to be out here for the sunsets. And usually when you're on vacation, like here in a nice Caribbean island, you want to know when the sunset happens because you want to be a part of it.
And you actually pay attention. You have time to pay attention to those things, whereas normally you don't even look up to see the stars. If you can see the stars wherever
true.
You are.
Here in Taipei, I'm concentrating too much on the traffic instead of looking at the sunset.
That's right. All right. Well, the big questions of the day. Are you ready, panelists, for the big questions? They're pretty challenging. Beach or pool? All right. It's nice to be in a situation where those are the big questions of the day, right?
Right. So the writer's telling us, don't worry about anything. You're not going to be stressed. You're not going to have to worry about major decisions like you do probably on a daily basis at work or at home. This is what you'll be confronted with. Am I going to the beach? Am I going to the pool? Am I going to read my Kindle or take my hardback?
Am I going to have lunch on my lounge chair or at the poolside cafe? Those are the difficult decisions. And that's a good reminder that sometimes you need to take a break from the busyness of the world and go relax somewhere and just have some easy decisions for once, right?
Exactly. And you know what? I'm one of these people that would be, okay, now it's time at the beach. Now it's time at the pool. Now I'm going to read my hardback or my paperback. Now I'm going to have a drink at my lounge chair, but now I'm going to go to the poolside cafe and have something to eat.
You're going to try all of them.
I'm going to try all of them.
That's good. You have the time to do it. Well, with luxurious resorts veering towards the sublime, I like the way they put it here. Again, we're reminded that these resorts are luxurious. And they're veering towards. I think of a car veering. Mm-hmm, it's kind of changes direction or going in that direction, right? And the direction it's going in is the sublime. Mm.
Something extremely good, beautiful, or enjoyable.
Okay, and we get that. We get the picture here with all the words. It's very descriptive. We get that it's a beautiful place to be. And it says where you stay in Anguilla makes all the difference. Earlier we saw the phrase just the difference, but here, Lois, it says all the difference.
Right. So in other words, when we're saying all the difference, is this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I think of something's really important, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to spend some money on it, I have researched before I've left my home country.
And they've done some research here for you at the Miami Herald, the newspaper where this came from, and they go through four hotels. We're going to take a look at four different ones, and it says here these four hotels are leading the pack.
That's right. That means they're the leader. They're the leader. We see that they lead the pack aesthetically. Mm-hmm. So that just means with beautifully and tastefully offerings in each location, each hotel, for discerning travelers.
Right. If you're discerning, you're making a decision. You're making a judgment on which place you want to stay at. And so here you have a decision between these four. Of course, there are more, but they're taking a look at these four. And so you can choose which one you like the best. And panelists, maybe you have a favorite that we'll talk about later. But we have more to talk about today. We're going to look at the first one beginning. We're going to begin looking at the first one there on page 19. We'll have our last reading for today.
Tropical and eclectic. Maliohana, Anguilla's original luxury resort, which opened in 1984, re-emerged in November 2014 after a 3-year closure and 18-month restoration. The result is a dazzling, transporting 55-room boutique hotel positioned on 25 acres of beachfront bluff. Upon arrival, the hotel's white box facade with high arched entryways and chic striped awnings feels more Beverly Hills than Caribbean. That is, until you see the ocean shimmering through the tiered open-air lobby.
Okay, so here we see the phrase tropical and eclectic. Eclectic is a great word to know, Pam.
Yes, we do use this word a lot. It just means a wide variety of varying. You might have taste in a lot of different things, and you just might put a lot of different styles. For instance, in your home, you have a very eclectic designing style.
Okay, and what's the first place we're visiting here, Lois?
Ooh, you want me to say that,
yes.
Do you, Francis? Maliohana.
Yes. Okay, that is a mouthful, mm-hmm. but it's a beautiful place, as we know.
Right.
And this is Anguilla's original luxury resort, and it opened back in 1984.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
But not that long ago.
Well, so you and my husband and I got married, so I think it's a long time ago. But, you know, it's interesting that it reemerged in November 2014. So basically 30 years later, we almost have a different hotel.
Right. Yes, it appeared once again. To emerge is to appear. So it reemerged. It was there and then it was gone and now it's back. After a 3-year closure and 18-month restoration, they restored the place.
That's right. Think about restoring a painting. What do? You try to bring it back to its original glory, its original condition. I'm sure that's what they did with this hotel, but I would guess that they also did some things to make it more modern as well.
Exactly. And we think, well, why was it closed 3 years? Well, one of the reasons it would have been closed 3 years is they would have had to change the grounds as well. There'd be a lot of inspecting going on. So would it pass for insurance? Is it safe for, like, if there's a fire, that sort of thing?
And what was the result? We see that the result is a dazzlingly transporting 55-room boutique hotel. Now, dazzlingly means impressive or attractive. And then transporting, what does that mean? It's the idea of being happy or feeling pleasure.
Right. Or it could be the state of being carried away. So putting that with what you just said, Brandon, this place makes you very happy. You're just being carried away with happiness.
Wow, that's a good way of putting it. And then what is a boutique hotel, Lois?
Well, a boutique hotel is in our specialized terms. It actually happens to be my husband and my first choice to stay hotel-wise on vacation. A small, stylish, and fashionable hotel that is not part of a group of hotels belonging to one company. I like this way to travel and to stay because usually it's owned by local people or somebody who is investing with a local person, and it really gives you the feel for where you are. So you'll really get the feel of Anguilla, the island, and the people that live there.
All right. Thank you, Lois. And we see that this hotel is positioned on 25 acres of beachfront Bluff. It's right on the beach, and then when you get there, upon arrival, the hotel's white box facade kind of greets you, doesn't it?
That's
is the facade?
Right. The facade is the front. That's the face of the building. It sounds beautiful. The writer says it feels more like Beverly Hills than the Caribbean. You see the ocean shimmering through the tiered or layered open-air lobby, high-arched entryways, and chic-striped awnings.
All right, and that word chic just means fashionable, right?
That's right.
And an awning is what you see at maybe outside some storefronts. It's a fabric there that's connected to the building, and it keeps people from getting wet if it's raining, for example, and I think it's for design, too.
Right. They're usually not very big. They provide a little bit of shade, but when she says, or when the writer says, Beverly Hills, it makes me think of some of the shops you might see on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. They have very stylish awnings in the front.
Yes. I said design, meaning more like decoration, that sort of thing. Well, you see that here at this particular hotel. And then, as Pam mentioned earlier, we see this word shimmering, and you think, of course, of the ocean when you think of the word shimmering, don't you, Lois?
Yes, you think of the ocean. I also think of, when I think of the word shimmering, I also think of shears that you put on windows. Shears are the inside of a drape that you can kind of, it's opaque, you can kind of see through, but not really. And you'll often hear people say they were shimmering in the breeze.
All right, and then we also see the word tiered here.
Right. Tiered just means layers, so they must have some layered, perhaps the balconies, as you look in the open-air lobby.
Wow, there's so much to see in these hotels, and this is just the first one, Lois.
Exactly, and you know, here we're getting this last little paragraph here is also telling us things they're doing in this open-air lobby to keep it cool. And that is really what they want to do because they don't have air conditioning on.
Good point. And we will have to end on that point because we are out of time. But we hope you will join us again tomorrow for day two of our travel article. Until then, this is Brandon,
Lois,
and Pam
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.